Blog Talk Radio.
You want to come back? You want to achieve anything? Come on. Are you the hardest? Are you the hardest? Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 93. I'm Dave Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, and this is Lori Picka from Michigan, and I hope everyone is doing well tonight, and we're ready to rock and roll.
Yes. Number to call is 515-605-9802. That's 515-605-9802. So nobody likes people with inflated egos or sentimental entitlements. Donald Trump and his supporters seem to be just that. One doesn't change someone, exposes who they really are as a person. Money doesn't give him class nor respect. What are your thoughts today on Americans and elitists, on today's elitists in America? What do you think about the hearings going on? Call us and let us know. So we're Kitchen Politics 123. Let's get cooking. So where should we start, Lori?
Oh, my goodness. This is like a saga with so many ins and outs. There are so many people involved. It's almost impossible to take it all in. I find it mind-boggling how deep it is, how many people were involved, how Trump pressured people. He did not care one way or another who he was talking to. He just wanted to win that election, no matter what it cost anybody else. He did not care. It's unbelievable.
Yes, yes. The hearings today was very eye-opening and interesting. And, you know, I mean, we as people knew what was going on, but the level of the extent of which it was, you know, it's just one step from fascism, basically. And it's really creepy. It's scary. We have our first call online. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Party 123. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics. What's on your mind tonight? 517 error code. Hello, you're on air.
Who is this?
This person. This is Kitchen Politics 123.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hello,
how
Kelly.
Are you? Hi, guys. I am so happy. I am awake. I can listen to you. Lori, thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, sure. And thank you for calling. Were you able to watch the hearings today?
The best of my ability, because I work remote, and I was doing my best. And then where I'm at right now, they cut it off. And so thank goodness I can stream. And so I picked up MSNBC, and I was so, every time I watch these, I can't believe there's more to develop.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go backwards in life that when my grandmother was raising me, when Trump was all a part of wrestling and doing that, she says, that dictator is going to destroy our life someday.
Oh, my goodness. She really knew what she was talking about.
I will say, Lori, you'll know, I will say stuff like my grandmother was a saint, and I am not kidding. She came from Tennessee. She overcame racism in Tennessee. To come up, she was born at a very, in 1819, and she taught me as a young child in southern Michigan how to not be racist. And So when all of this started happening, because she said, hey, she says, my family didn't come from here. And she says, and you're more, Heinz 57, you're not from here either.
Mm-hmm.
So never, ever, I remember her saying this, never, ever think in your primary.
Yes.
Care for all people. So
absolutely.
As I grew up, you know, and I'm seriously, guys, I'm in my middle 50s, and I am just appalled how I feel like I'm slipping back to the 1930s.
Oh,
and I wasn't
know.
Even bored then.
I know. I hear you. Absolutely. It's really scary. The thing that got me today is when they were trying to convince, the only thing that I did here, because I had a funeral today, I was on my radio, I had MSNBC on my radio, and what I could listen to, I did. And they said that they had Italian satellites that were switching the votes from from Trump to Biden illegally. I mean, really? That blew my mind. Blew my mind. Did you hear that, David? That part?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up because I thought, am I hearing this properly? And what they called it was, I guess it was done via email to some of the guys are on today, and I can't remember which one it was. Like I said, I was driving, but they called it Italy Gate, and it is a QAnon affiliated conspiracy theory that alleges the 2020 United States presidential election was rigged to favor Joe Biden using satellites and military technology to remotely switch votes from Donald Trump to Biden from the U.S. Embassy in Rome. Well, that is not true. It did not happen. They debunked it. Of course, everyone affiliated with Trump knew that could not be, and that's why it never came out into the public. But it was talked about today. My mind was blown when I heard that.
Laurie, think about it. He wants to affiliate himself with the mafia. He wants to be a Cosa Nostra and the Big Don, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I freaked out when I heard that today. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, the best things off evidence, but, you know, it's conspiracy theory. Rudy Giuliani, you know, he just throws things against the wall hoping something will stick. With no evidence,
yes.
My pillow guy wants to, you know, testify before the January 6th committee, and it's saying no because he's just gaslighting everything. And everything he's been saying is just rubbish, and I don't want to have him on, you know, under oath because it's just rubbish he's dealing with. You know, so I mean, you know, what do you think? You know, should happen to these conspirators to try to overtake the government? You know, because Mike Pence was saying.
Traitors.
Yeah.
How do they treat
in prison?
Yeah. Absolutely. They can just build one for them. Build one for them, put them all in there together, and let them go at themselves because basically that's what they deserve. Nothing less.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing less.
Hi, David.
Hello. How are you?
Mandalina.
Oh, hi,
Dad.
How are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, point to what you just said, David. Here's the magic, the magic bean that will grow the stock. Okay, in those terms, the connection between what the DOJ now, as you well put it, throw it, Donald, and what will stick. It's astonishing what's out there. I'm surprised at a lot. And I watch and listen, so does Laurie and quite a few viewers. But let's keep fingers and everything going the right way so that Merrick Garland and the department can get charges. Mm-hmm. And that's what the, because the hearing can't do it. So they can talk, mm-hmm. talk, show what they need to, but we have to go to the next step. What's the next step? So, and that's what, pray.
From what I understood mm-hmm. today, is the DOJ right now is actually having his own investigation. And I truly believe that down the road, now this is going to take time, and I know I am not a patient person. I wanted them all in jail 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a year ago. But this is going to take time. But they are looking at this and other things. And I do believe that eventually Trump will go down. I do. Charges, that remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Jenna Thomas? The January 6th committee wants to have a word with her.
Who does?
Clarence Thomas, her husband. The January 6th committee wants to talk with Jenna Thomas.
Please. You know what? Liz Cheney needs to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something.
Kelly, what do you think about that, Kelly?
Can
I? Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but Liz Cheney has made me fall out of my chair many times because she has changed. I mean, look how bad her dad was, but something has enlightened her. And then, like, I heard that these Republicans are saying this. George Bush changed her around, and I'm so glad he did. That's some bass in the cave there, but it's just that it is time. I mean, I almost don't know if you can believe Trump will go away, because for some reason he gets away with those RICA laws. He gets away with them. And it blows my mind. It just blows my mind. So I don't know if I want to go outside and cause some trouble. And if I get subpoenaed, I think I want to just say, oh, I ain't going. It is.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on in America. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Texas? The Republican Party in Texas. They're off the chain, wanting to secede from the union. You know, the whole.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let them secede from the union.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
I agree.
We'll talk about the Supreme Court. Boy, did they make me mad today, saying anybody can carry a gun out. It's gonna happen in so many states. It scares me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, wanting to secede from the union?
For extremists.
No.
You know, we had the Civil War based on that, you know, and the South lost, and Texas just can't give it up. They're going on this nonsense about seceding from the union and, you know, not giving gay rights or, you know, immigration rights. And that's gone from, you know, to the far-right extreme. You know, I don't think they'll succeed. Give them a year and they'll be crawling back if they do try to succeed.
With David.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in their new platform that they put out, I don't know if you guys heard their platform, but I wrote it down because I'm like, are you kidding me? They, in their new Texas new Republican platform, states that Biden's victory of the 2020 election was illegitimate. Number two is homosexuality is abnormal, is an abnormal lifestyle choice. Three is they are calling to repeal the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Also, the secede from the union, like David said. And the last thing is, and no, that was the fourth one. And that was the fourth one. I'm sorry. That was it right there. That was enough for me.
Yeah.
They need to leave the union. Go
away.
They
want to go back
take
in time.
Electric,
I don't
take
get
your gas with you and go.
Oh, yeah, pay that electric bill down there.
If it's in Texas, Texas really, the time for people to wake up, there is enough. There is enough down there that is wiping out the good old white man to overturn that and make that a blue state. Who's making them scared to vote? That's what that's bothering me.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
I don't want those people scared to vote. There's more than them. There's more of the Latinos to be able to vote. I want them to vote. And you know what happened at that school, you know, with the, what they say, the police guy was, what was he, the supervisor? He was, fire them all. Fire all of them cops that did not allow those teachers and those students to be protected. It just sickens me. Texas just really needs to change. I mean, their leadership, the government is terrible. They are just terrible because they're worried about their oil.
Yes. Well, I am hoping that Beto wins that election. I really am hoping for that.
Yeah, well,
but
you
know
what?
Know.
I say the same thing, Lori, but I think the more I hear about and read about Abbott, the more corrupt I can't believe he got away with this, or I can't believe he got away with that. And if you'd ask me to recall it right now, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh, no. That one's got to go. Definitely. He's more of a special interest governor. That's what he does.
Well, he's kind of like a dictator.
Zero regulations, you know, consistent. He just, unbelievable.
Okay.
The more I read.
So, Eric Greiner, he's a former governor of Missouri. He is running for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. And he came up with this ad recently about hunting rhinos. I'm going to play a clip for you. And, tell me what you think, because some people still haven't heard it.
Go ahead. I did.
Greiner, Navy SEAL. And today, we're going rhino hunting. Rhino feeds on corruption. He is marked by the stripes of power. Join the MAGA crew. Get a rhino hunting permit. There's no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country.
Hmm?
Is that the ad with the soldiers and fatigues going through doors soldiers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
Lord. You know what? I cannot even believe that he went there.
Yes.
But he did. And then now I'm not surprised.
Oh, and this is the guy, the family values guy who said that, and then he slept with his secretary and tried to cover it up. And he lost the governorship.
That's typical Republicans. I shouldn't be like that, I guess.
Pretty much. And there's this other Republican elected official who's saying that we should make January 6th a national holiday. I think he's from Texas. I'm not sure. But,
are you serious?
Yes. You know,
a national holiday to memorialize it? No.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Juneteenth? You know, we just passed Juneteenth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of people, the companies, followed it, and there are some that didn't.
Yeah.
I brought it up
right
for the company
now
I work at. It's very
holiday.
Diversity. It's only a federal holiday. Let's talk about that. I've had too many jobs in the last 5 years because of so many people that don't believe in the democracy. And when I spoke my mind, I've lost way too many jobs to say, oh, really, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. And then next thing I know, I'm the first one let go.
Really?
And, yeah, I'm very serious. And I just can't believe that how people think. There have been people so shunned out. But I work in a company right now that there's diversity everywhere. And I asked my supervisor about that. I said, why weren't we closed on Monday? I mean, I didn't even think about it because I didn't get notification. And he said, you know, I wondered the same thing. And then they chimed in, we will be closed next year.
Yeah. I know some banks were closed.
Well, so they're federally insured. That's why.
All banks credit unions are closed. Insured.
Yeah, same thing. They're federally insured. So they are required to federal guideline. So things come in time, I guess.
So, ladies, what do you think about Michigan Senate and House office? They were closed on December 6th in response to credible threats of violence. Mike Sharkey said in a statement, armed protesters have gathered outside of
Detroit.
He's my
neighbor.
Jocelyn Buxton.
Sharkey is my neighbor.
Is he really?
Like,
how
many
people
have you
met before?
What's
that?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not really, because it's Shirky that is in my neighborhood, along with Tim Wahlberg. He's in my neighborhood. And I've got people running. James Johnson Jr. is running. And I want to get him in office. So,
he's welcome
James
to come on our show, Kelly.
Let me do what I can to get him on, because I will, Lori. I really will. He's more than just my personal friend. He's also a neighbor. He's a colleague of my husband. James Johnson Jr.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, now our own Secretary of State, you know, Jocelyn Benson, you know, she had armed protesters, you know, that were gathered around her home, you know, and pardon?
She testified that too.
Yes, she did. She testified that, yes. And she said, you know, she was home, she was trying to put her son to bed, and she had all these, you know, armed people outside of her house trying to, you know. I mean, can you imagine being put in that position? She was just doing her job, and I think she is a great Secretary of State. I truly do. And I hope she wins her re-election. But can you imagine just trying to do your job and being threatened for trying to do your job?
Well, when you work for the government, you kind of, one percentage of you, and I don't know how much, already kind of figures that might just happen anyway because of. But, yeah, who would do that and want to? There has to be the love of the people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Dana Nessel, I would say this, our attorney general, she said protesters at Benson's house could be heard shouting, "You're murderers," within earshot of Benson's son's bedroom, Nessel said in a tweet. She accused the pro-Trump demonstrators of mob-like behavior that is basically and morally indecent. Awful. Just awful.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
In New Mexico. What's going on in New Mexico, David?
In New Mexico, Torrance County, there's like a brouhaha where elections, you know, the Republicans didn't want to certify the elections, and there's no allegations of cheating or voter intimidation or suppression of votes. But because Republicans lost, you know, the case of, you know, bad sour grapes, where, you know, they want to, like, control the narrative. And then you had the Trump supporters, and you had, you know, regular people who, you know, trying to, you know, vote and, you know, the whole rigmarole. But Republicans and MAGAs, you know, they tried to suppress it and, you know, change the narrative and didn't want to certify the election. You know, so this is what's happening in New Mexico now, where, you know, the MAGAs coming out of the woodwork. And as you know, New Mexico is a blue state. And, you know, we're fighting to get Michelle Grisham, Lujan Grisham, reelected as governor. We'll have a great congressional delegation, you know, and the state is majority blue, you know, but, you know, Republican, you know, they try to, like, overturn everything, and if we don't get their own way, they turn violent and threaten with guns and what have you. But we're not where allowed in New Mexico. New Mexico is a blue state, and we're not where stand with that.
Well,
you know,
Republicans have no money.
Pardon?
They want more money. They want more money. That's what they want. They are down there. Try to think, because they don't want to give up their money. And then they get down there and they think to themselves, oh, I'm going to take control of this. And wow. I'm sickened. I'm embarrassed of myself that I voted Republican Party one time when I was 18 for George W. So George Senior,
we forgive you.
George. I just like, oh my gosh, what did I do?
Kelly, I've never met you, and I forgive you.
We forgive you. You know.
So why do you think?
Question.
Why do you think Americans aren't paying attention to politics and what's going on? Is it because of the stupidity of the reality shows and, you know, social influence on online? You know, why do you think they stay away from politics? You know, is there any logical explanation? Because politics affects everybody's life, you know? And I'd rather watch the Kardashians or rather watch the Crisley Notes.
I never got into that. I don't think they have gotten away from politics, actually, right now. They're just being quiet about it.
Possibly.
But
really,
do you think Democrats can win in November? Do you think Democrats can win this November?
I'm sorry, David. I missed what you said. I'm sorry.
Do you think Democrats have a good chance of winning in November? Because all polls showing that.
You know, we've had this discussion, right?
And
I am the eternal optimist. And even after, we will talk a little more about what happened today with the Supreme Court, and I do want to talk a little bit about Roe versus Wade, because that is coming down very soon. And I think those two things, people are going to pay attention to. They might not really care about January 6th so much because, I mean, they do care, but it really didn't affect them in a personal way. But the guns might affect you in a personal way and personal way. So those two things might help.
Well, inflation might also, you know, determine voting patterns.
Yeah.
So price of gas could determine voting patterns.
Yes. Absolutely. And we have high inflation right now, don't we? And who are they blaming?
Blaming Joe Biden, like he can control the price of gas. I should be blaming the corporations like BP, Chevron, what have you.
Yes.
Got a price gouging.
Well, you know, if I can gouge and nobody can do nothing about it, I would gouge too. You know, think about the mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Why aren't they drilling? They've got 9,000 leases that are out there they can drill. There's no extra drilling.
Yeah, well, because that costs
they're
money
not increasing.
And manpower. Money and manpower.
Look up the articles and what their net worth or their net profit was last year. Because that will determine whether I have sympathy for them or not.
Their profits are billions. That's all you have to know.
There you go. Negative billion. Zero sympathy for them, okay? Oh, well.
Billion.
Go into your little bit of your profit.
So, David, what is your thought about the midterms? I've told you mine.
Oh, Lord. Ah, that's a loaded question. I mean, things can change in terms of the numbers and polling and everything. First of all, you can't go by polling these days because we saw in the polling that, yes, Hillary was going to win a blowout. That didn't happen because of many factors. But we still have time. And what I hear people saying is that, you know, Democrats need a cohesive message. You know, one wing saying one thing, the other wing saying another thing, the DNC saying another thing. They don't have, like, this comprehensive message that, okay, we're for lower gas prices, we're for this, that together. But Republicans is like a well-oiled machine where, you know, no matter what the bullshit is, they stick to the bullshit and have a cohesive message. It could be total garbage, but in unison.
They're in
and
lockstep with each other. Right, David? Lockstep.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Democrats need to learn from that. Take a leaf out of that book, that Republicans stick together no matter what. You know, and
all the time.
You know, it's frustrating.
And the Democrats, you know, they eat their own in a way. Somebody makes a mistake, and they kick them out. Yep. They just kick them out. They don't defend them. They kick them out. We've seen it.
Right,
Al Franken, the governor of New York, Cuomo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I still can't believe happened.
Exactly.
Well, I don't like the Al Franken thing, okay?
I know.
Well, let's just talk about that, but why is Joe Manchin still in place? There you go.
And Kristen
Sinema.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
You can make a list. We can start with Manchin, then we can put Hawley on it. Then we can put Abbott. Then
Hawley
we can put Trump.
Yeah,
then we can put all the pieces
Hawley
of garbage on. Okay, absolutely, no problem. Let's start.
Oh goodness,
there is plenty to go around. Okay.
Yep.
Let's fist bump Mr. Hawley. Okay.
Paul, but where are you going to find Hawley at? Because it still isn't Missouri. Are you going to go to Pennsylvania and find him, or is he in Virginia? Where is he at now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a senator of what state?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Well then,
Missouri.
Why isn't he in Missouri or in Washington? One or the other.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's some feedback. I'm hearing. I don't know what it is. You know, it's very distracting. Speaking of Pennsylvania, John Fetterman is running against Oz. How do you think that race will come out there? I think Fetterman will wipe the floor with Oz.
I agree with you.
The fact that Oz has just no experience is just another mistake waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. His opponent.
Oz is a joke with Dr. Phil. What was Oprah thinking?
Poor Oprah.
She is saying that now.
I know. I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her.
She probably feels so bad.
The sheep.
Well, you know what? She did a lot for him, and now she's really disappointed
she's
in
bitter.
Him. I guess. And that's
yeah, I don't think. I know, I felt so sorry for her. I mean, that goes with all of us. How many we've had family members that just turned on us because they read something in a newspaper that Trump was going to cure everything. And it's like, what? I know what happened to me. Like, Dad,
I
you
think
were
we
a
all
Democrat,
have.
And then all of a sudden you dumped yourself into that. What?
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, he's known as a grifter. And, you know, the $250 million that people contributed to him was supposed to be a defense fund and use it all sorts of ways, you know, to live a lavish lifestyle and keep up with the Kardashians and what have you. You know, I think the January 6th committee can get him on that. I think it's
that's
wrong.
Isn't
that
a crime in itself?
Department
yes,
pursue.
It is.
Because Donald Trump is a grifter, and he should be put in his place because not even Richard Nixon, Watergate, was bigger than this or bigger than the Constitution, you know? So,
you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it one last time. Trump will go down in history as the biggest con man that this country has ever seen. He is the best at what he does, puts ideas into people's heads. He can get them to follow him. He can get them to do what they want. He personally doesn't break the law. He puts the ideas into their heads so he has someone else do the dirty work, and he gets the benefits from it. He's been doing this his whole life, gotten away
but
with
how
it
stupid
his whole
how
life.
Stupid. How stupid
but he's not
these
a president. But he's no longer president either, so...
True.
And he's the second worst president in our history.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what he won, is the second worst.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who's the worst?
Who's the worst? Well, let's Google that.
George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Or one of them. Or one of Reagan.
I'm going to have to say, I will put Trump in front of George W. George W. was not I was not a fan of George W.
Nor was I. But let me tell you, from the moment he stuck his head out on his Air Force One and that reporter asked Trump, do you know anything about paying off Stormy Daniels? And he lied on camera. I knew right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A piece? Mm-mm. We're in trouble.
In deep trouble.
Yeah.
Yep. I know, but the last straw for me was with Trump was when he had a press conference announcing he's running and saying, you know, the Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers.
And rapists,
you know,
yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm like, okay, this guy cannot win. There's no way he can win.
Yeah, I mean, got me when the reporter from New York Times, and he made fun of him because he had a handicap. That made me throw up. That made me throw up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, am I in high school?
Yeah, but,
I mean,
ladies
terrible.
And gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, stop to think of what that man did. He scratched the itch of millions and millions of other Americans. That's why he ignited a movement by digging up some of the most ugliest parts of humanity in people.
Yeah.
Think about it.
The underbelly
of the
world.
Now we're divided it more than ever.
They had the hate inside of them. How do
Thank
I let
you.
That
and he, as president in chief, if he can be like that, then it. It's okay for, you know, the guy driving in the next lane next to you to flip you off when he wants to get in front of you and he can't or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he
I
know
that.
Yeah. He created
yep.
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, quick thing. I don't know if somebody have the computer on. I'm hearing a terrible feedback, you know.
I don't have anything on. I have just, I am dressed. No, I'm kidding. I'm just the TV, but the TV's on mute, so that's all I have.
Okay. I don't know.
Lori, you have anything? No?
No, I have nothing on. No.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know what's happening then. But there's some terrible feedback.
I'm sorry if it's me. I don't know if it's me. I barely have signal, but I'm doing the best I can, y'all.
We're 517
quick thing.
Area code. What area are you from? 517.
Me?
That's the East, that's
yeah.
East Lansing.
Oh, you're in East Lansing?
No. My home base is down by Brooklyn, Michigan.
Okay.
But right now I'm up at my retirement home, which is in Beaverton, Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why you don't have a good signal.
Yeah, well, high five. That's right.
That's right.
Okay. I'm in Trump country up here.
Oh, wow. My sympathies, man.
Yeah.
And we got stuff all in our, because this house was known as the Tiki Bar, and we've got all this stuff hanging in our garage now that says, no hate is allowed here. I got the rainbow flag. I have, better on the side. I have all this stuff. And my husband's got his stuff about, the IBW vote Biden, and it's all over in there. And
so how do they treat you? How do they make you feel in the neighborhood? Do you feel welcomed?
They grab me and they say, I'm vaccinated. Can I hug you? And I go, yeah. And so there's probably out of my road, there's maybe 35 of them. And out of 35, there is right now, Lori, and I got to tell you this, I probably have about 20 of them that really side with me.
Oh, good.
Awesome. That's a good feeling.
50%.
We got to talk. And let's talk about the schools. Let's talk about the people that are homeless. Like, there's a guy running around here doing some bad things right now, trying to break into things because he is homeless and he's on crack. I said, what do we do for people like that? Let's talk. Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's terrible up here.
Okay,
because...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm seeing signs up here of Bill Schuette. I'm seeing of Ryan Kelly, and Lori, you're from Michigan. You see all these people that's being arrested, and these people are still wanting to vote for them.
I know.
I'm a little confused.
Governor Whitmer has got her going to have her hands full, and I don't know if you've if you've noticed, she's really not out and about in public a lot.
Nope.
She's really
and I
not.
Am get, I'm doing what I can for her because I want her reelected.
Do you think she feels her life in danger if she is in public?
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. My friend James Johnson Jr. is good friends with her, and he had told me some of the things that's happening to her, and I said, well, he says, I want to get elected because he wants to be the spokesperson for our state. And I'll do what I can. I mean, I want to get him elected, but it's scary. It is so scary because she did what was right for Michiganders, and hey, put your mask on, stay home. It doesn't matter. There's a pandemic. People just didn't believe in science.
I know.
I'm not going to make it. I'm tired of hearing their stupidity. We need to make sure the DOJ indicts. Okay. This is where my drive is. The DOJ needs to do some indicting from the results of this hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Indictments. Mm-hmm. Because this is what I want to hear. I want to hear charges. I want to hear to you. Yeah. Or make plea deals. I don't care what you need to do. They can do dirty if they, well, legally dirty. If you understand my meaning.
Yes, I do.
Be legal. Be never allow a reasonable doubt. But take care of business.
Exactly. Trump needs to be in prison from a long time ago.
Yeah, thank you.
I give him a free pass.
DOJ. That's where my passion is going. I want to put my energy in just thinking good thoughts and, you know, not wanting to get another disappointment in, because there's been too many at this point. Things that should have been acute, you know, impeached twice and not convicted. Please, this is like one of them should have stuck. Okay?
I know.
So
I agree. Should be in prison. We need to talk just a few minutes about the gun legislation that the Democrats want to pass in the House. And it is expected to pass in the House once it passes in the Senate. But right now we have three House Republican leaders, Kevin McCarthy of California, Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Chairwoman Elise Stefanik of New York. They said they will all vote no on the Senate bipartisan gun deal. According to a source that was in the room. And in essence, what this means is that the top three members of the House leadership are all united in opposing the legislation. Now, just remember, we just had two mass shootings in a row. How many more people had to be killed, you know?
Here's a question I would like to ask, if I may.
You made me
I want to ask this, guys. Up until the recent massacre, please tell me that every school district in our United States, our 48 plus 2, have programs and plans and practice and rehearse. And then there's Uvalde, and they didn't have nothing in place. There was no action proper taken. There was no protocols. There was nothing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a dark seed out into the universe, because there is that possibility.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality thinking, oh, well, they're just Hispanic children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know,
how many people have thought that?
Going back to this legislation just for a moment, if it does pass, it's really not what we wanted. But if it is passed, it will be the most significant new federal legislation to address gun violence in the country since it expired 10 years ago, in 1994. It falls short to ban any weapons of what most Americans wanted. Most Americans wanted the assault rifles banned, the AR-15s banned. They're not going to be banned in this bipartisan
background check.
Yes.
The boyfriend law, absolutely.
Loophole.
Kathleen and I were thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So I guess what I'm saying is that something is better than nothing, but it is disappointing, and it really has not passed yet. So the NRA money benefits all the politicians. You know, and that's why the gun safety laws are not being passed. We all know that. And I have a little list here. I'm just going to close with this, and then I'll let David finish. But I'm going to close with how much money a few of these politicians have received from the NRA. Mitt Romney, $13 million plus. Richard Burr, almost 7 million. Roy Blunt, 4,555,000. Tom Tillis, 4 million. Marco Rubio, over 3 million. Joni Ernst, over 3 million. And Rob Portman, over 3 million. That's a lot of money for saying, for keeping your family going, but not for the respect of life. Right? David, you can go on now and finish, please.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, the NRA have way too much power, and, you know, we can thank the Supreme Court for that, the conservative Supreme Court, because they give Citizens United a free rein to do whatever they want. And, you know, the dark money in politics really corrupted it even more. You know, so, you know, unless we get that out and change that law and, you know, take it away from Citizens United and super PACs like them, then we'll have the same thing where, you know, money talk, bullshit walk, and we can't have
the Amen, my brother.
Yeah, it should be about the people. And whoever vote Republican out there, you're stupid. Get a life. Oh. Get some education. You know, I don't know if, like, your parents are siblings. That's why you vote Republican. Must be. You know, I just can't understand people's thinking of voting Republican. Unless you're a rich corporation or you're a rich individual, that's when the Republican Party care about you. Otherwise, they don't give a shit about you, okay? So vote Democratic. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have 5 minutes left. I want to thank the ladies for calling in. We really appreciate the call. And,
yes, I appreciate it. Nice hearing from both of you.
Thank you.
Yes,
David, very good talking to you as well. You too, Laura. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Good night. Yes. Be safe, everyone.
Good night. Kim, good night.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yes, man. So interesting of a talk. I want to apologize to the people. We got the time zones wrong because I'm in New Mexico. We're 2 hours ahead. Eastern time is Michigan, and we're on Mountain time. So got the times mixed up. That's why... You know, we're supposed to have a 90-minute show, but unfortunately, we're just going to have a 60-minute show tonight. Melanie Stansbury, Congresswoman, District 1 in New Mexico, doing a great job about environmentalism, about green jobs, you know, about a lot of things. Gun control is one of them, child care. So I want to give her a props tonight. And also AOC. She's doing a good job as Congresswoman for New York. You know, a lot of Democrats out there doing good things. And want to, you know, tell people to consider voting Democratic and make sure you vote because every vote matters. Don't stop this Republican, you know, Republicans believe in fascism. And we're not going to allow that to happen because America is a democracy. I will not allow them to take over and do what they want to do. You know, because this is not who we are. You know, so that's my closing thoughts. How about you, Lori?
My closing thoughts are, there are so many. I just, every single day, I try to get up with a positive attitude. And I'm just hoping that after these hearings, that people just, open up their minds just a little bit to see what went on, how close we were to losing our democracy. And also, I'm hoping that we have some common sense people elected in the midterms. And we have to just keep doing what we're doing and talking and talking and talking. That's it.
Yes. And Donald Trump and idiot Republicans, you know, who, you know, are for insurgency and doing everything by using guns to intimidate people. It's hard to say goodbye if you don't leave. So we're going to make a statement this November, and we're going to elect Democrats and control both the House and the Senate. I'm trying to think positive because a lot can happen in a week in politics, and we're far away from November. So, you know,
yes,
keep the faith on women. Don't let anybody try to suppress your vote. Stacey Abrams running for governor in Georgia. Support her.
support every Democratic candidate up and down the ballot because we have to get rid of these Republicans.
We do. They're destroying
yes.
the country. Absolutely
mm-hmm.
destroying. They're trying to destroy the country.
Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, Thursday, same time, same place. We get the time zones corrected. And till next time, I'm David Franklin. Good night, Lori.
Good night. And this is Lori from Michigan. And everyone have a good evening. And, yes, we'll see you next Thursday. Good night, all.
Thank you.